What is up, everybody? Kyle here. It's been a handful of weeks, guys. But the lock show's here. Now, like I said, there ain't any fucking rules on this show. We do whatever the fuck we want on the show. But that being said, I'm going to say this as a non-exaggeratory statement. This is literally the busiest I've ever been in my life, and I fucking love it. I'm all set up here in my office, the Beerzy headquarters. If you listen to the Dude Comedy Podcast, you'd already know that. But we haven't skipped a beat on that show. But on the Lock Show, it's definitely I kind of set aside. I mentally, it's like I'm gonna do it every Wednesday. But shit has been crazy, and I had all my podcast stuff set up at my house, and I just didn't do it. But there's no rules. Just like I said, I was going to do YouTube again, and I haven't fucking done shit. But, so, you know, I did tell you guys I was going to do YouTube and keep posting videos. Literally 2 days later, I got a fucking phantom strike from a four-year-old video. And so, I really was going to make some videos. Not necessarily like the old type of stuff. I was going to make some videos. But if I'm getting phantom strikes... It was a Omegle video where, because we used to do on Omegle, we used to do like challenges and stuff. Like I would find, you know, viewers and we would do challenge. I would say like, hey, do this and you can be in the video. So since it was harmful to some of the viewers, when, you know, some of the stunts they were performing, it got a strike. Now, YouTube incorporates all these new rules and guidelines along the way. Cool, whatever. It's their own fucking platform. I don't give a shit. But to... incorporate a new rule that, so let's take this for instance. Say like right now they made a law that said it is a $1 million fine if you are caught smoking weed. Okay, cool. Or actually we don't want to have people debate weed. So it's a $1 million fine if you are caught snorting cocaine. Okay, cool. I'm okay with that law. I don't snort cocaine. I don't give a shit. It's illegal. I don't do that shit. But if I did it 5 years ago and they gave me a $1 million fine because I was caught doing it 5 years ago, that's fucked up because that wasn't the rules at the time, right? And so I got a strike for like an internet challenge that can put people in harm's way. I got a strike for that. So I can't do it. I can't fucking do YouTube. Pretty much what I've discovered about myself, in the last year, I've done a lot of like deep soul digging. And I thought I was okay. I thought I was all cool. I didn't think anything was wrong. Like, I peaked doing some YouTube stuff, peaked doing some Facebook stuff. And I mean, I've told you guys some of, some of the earnings along the way, and that has a lot to do with things. But I don't understand why people are depressed. Like, sometimes shit doesn't go cool. But I'm not going to say, like, I was depressed, but I'm going to say, like, I'm a whole different dude now. It's, I made up a lot of, like, excuses for myself. Like, oh, I'm so busy doing shit. I can't do this, guys. I'm doing this. I can't do that, you know. And it was all bullshit. I didn't necessarily know it was bullshit at the time. But I was just in like a weird funk. Like I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had nothing really lined up, you know, when it comes to like career-wise and like business-wise. It was more just like, whatever, you know. I kind of already peaked. Like who gives a fuck now, you know? That's how I didn't know I felt that way, but that's definitely how like I was acting. Now that I kind of look on it, now that like. I'm busy doing this Beerzy shit, it kind of is like, god damn, like, what the fuck was I doing for the last, you know, year and a half? Like, what in the fuck was I doing? Just sitting on my ass playing Fortnite? I mean, it was cool, like, streaming for you guys, but I literally was, like, using streaming Fortnite to 25 people as, like, a coping device. Like, I'm like... I would go to sleep every single night. This is what I tell Colby. I would go to sleep every single night and be like, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to be so motivated to actually kind of like figure something out and do something tomorrow. Then I would wake up the next day and be like, fuck, I don't want to do anything. Like it was literally, and I'm saying that in a literal sense. It was literally every single day. And then I'd find a day out of nowhere where I'd be like, actually, you know, kind of motivated to do something. But like the feeling I'm having right now, like doing this Beersy stuff, is like comparative to how I felt starting YouTube, comparative to how I did, you know, moving over to Facebook. Like I just want to fucking feed it all my time. And the podcast, you know, the Lock Show has kind of taken a hit. But that wasn't necessary. I mean, I'm in this office right now, and I wasn't set up. I wasn't going to go home, and I honestly want to get the fuck away from my home office, and that's where all my podcast stuff was set up. And, like, I leave my house. It's 100% work, getting shit done. I go home. I don't want to fucking work and do a podcast at home. So I moved over here. I'm cool with doing it in my office, even if my, like, employees are here. I'm totally cool with it, so we should be back on track. You know, a little break never hurt nobody, and like I said, we're there's no rules around here. We're just chucking podcasts out. I hope my goal is to, like, you know, once this whole kind of podcastumentary thing is complete, you know, it's, you know, I want to do it over a couple years. I don't want to just fucking spill the beans on everything, every little detail, and we're adding to it as we go. Like, we're adding this whole Beersy stuff. It goes YouTube, Facebook, you know, online sales. I don't fucking know. But a little update on the Beersy stuff. If you follow the podcast, you probably get way too much information on it. I talk about it too much, but shit's going well. We're selling a lot of units. We're getting a lot of people wanting to help us sell. I mean, it's fucking crazy. Everybody coming out of the woodwork to you know, help promote, you know, put it in their damn store, do this, do that. And it's been overwhelming, that's for fucking sure. We took our Instagram from when I left to Idaho. We did a it's called the Frozen Cow Tag, so it's with snow bikes. And we left Idaho, and on the day we left Idaho, I think I was at like 5,500 followers, and that was like 3 weeks ago. And we just passed 50,000 followers on, and so people are loving the fucking product. Like it's crazy, because it's, there's one thing for me is, okay, I figured out that I'm the type of person that likes the thrill of the chase. I like the process of booming it, but to like maintain something, like to maintain something on top, like I'm not necessarily the best at. Like let's take for instance like YouTube. Once I kind of was satisfied with the results of YouTube, I'm like, eh, you know, same with Facebook. Like, Facebook, I barely post on my Facebook anymore because the results, I'm like, eh, it was cool while it worked out. But with this Beersy stuff, I know I can't do that. I know I can't just be like, oh, cool, made some money. Eh, you know, now I'm kind of going to set it up as, you know, a real business. So it's like, even if mentally I go, eh, and want nothing to do it, if I don't want to fucking give it 100% every day, I'm setting up the right people to do it for me, you know, and run the business so that just so that, you know, when I kind of run out of steam and aren't that crazy about growing it, I have the right people in place to grow it itself. And I think that's, and then I move on to the next thing. But it's crazy. So like YouTube, it was all about me putting my face out there. Cool. You know, I got used to it. Facebook was, you know, killing the article game, posting some videos, and I like the Beersy thing because it's so behind the scenes, and it's like I don't have to like go out there and make crazy shit and you know, do crazy shit just for some views. So it's interesting. I'm like learning all this product shit as we go, and it's fun stuff. But outside of that, yeah, I'm recording on, hopefully it's recording right. I mean, I can see my levels and they're just like fucking booming out. So hopefully we're recording properly, and I got to convert this thing over to some MP3, but it's crazy. When I started YouTube and stuff while I was still working, I'm like, I want to fucking work from home so bad. Oh my God. And I worked from home when I finally made the commitment. I worked from home for, I think, 8 or 9 years or 10 years. I don't even fucking know. It's so crazy that I'm saying like that, like I'm an old ass man. But now I'm in an office because I just couldn't take like trying to fulfill orders and stuff and have the kids, you know, all up in our, you just can't really focus. And I think the biggest change out of all of this is having my own office and just coming in here, no distractions. It's all about fucking work here. You know, I can drink. We're right next to a brewery. Well, actually, it'd be pretty cool if we did, you know, I don't know how many people you guys are, or how many of you guys are in the area, but if we did like a, you know, like a little meetup and there's a brewery right next to this spot, fucking smash some beers and set up this office. I've taken over about 60% of it now. On Monday, I'm going to have the big room downstairs, but I can't eventually take over the whole thing. But that would be cool to do a little hangout, have some beers, fucking play some. I don't know. This would actually be pretty sweet. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Play some, you know, set up a ping pong table downstairs, play some beer pong. I don't know. I haven't played fucking beer pong in ever, but it sounds sweet. But that would actually be pretty cool because the room downstairs, there's a big room, which would be perfect for fulfillment, but there's also just a big open area. And as of right now, maybe next month, I could take over the whole spot. We could just have a that would actually be really cool to just have a hangout day. You know, I'll sling some couple beers your guys' way. Maybe get some of you guys to sign up for the Land of the Lost. Not to sign up to pay out of the gates, but be like my test riders. That would actually be pretty sweet. But I don't know how many of you guys are from the area. I mean, maybe some of you. I don't know. That would be cool, though, because the brewery, it's funny because the people that own the brewery, I graduated high school with them. So it's a old high school party here. But, yeah. Having my own office, it doesn't feel like I'm coming into work because I run the show, but it just lets me get away from three crazy kids and do nothing but focus. Like, I don't think I've noticed over the years, you know, like per kid, like how much I just stopped focusing on attempting to make a living. Like, I just kind of was like, whatever, you know, I can do okay with my Facebook page. And there's really like no focus that went into it. And now that I can just focus on nothing but this, that's the game changer. So if you're sitting at, it depends on what you're doing. If you run your own show, yeah, cool. It's cool having an office and stuff, but I feel like if I was working from somebody, I would just be like, I just want to fucking work for myself at home, you know? But having your own office and coming in here, complete focus is quite the change. A change that, you know, if you would have asked me that 5 years ago, I'd be like, fuck that. Like, for Dude Comedy, we actually looked at an office, and I'm like, why would we get an office, dude? Like, we can work from our houses, you know? So, yeah, big changes. It's a change that I needed probably for the last, like, 6 years. Like I honestly think that if I wanted to, I can make YouTube videos from in here and, you know, come in here and edit and actually do it, you know, if I wanted to. But like I said, fuck YouTube. I just can't believe they gave me a strike for that. I literally don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about the page, really. I mean, if it did get terminated, I'd be like, huh, that kind of sucks. But it's just like, get the fuck out of here. Are we really going back four or five years to strike down videos? I mean, it's insane. So it's happening to all the YouTubers now. It's a never-ending process of, hey, you know, is this going to get a strike, let alone get monetized? Like, am I going to be able to, like, because you can't just sit there and make, you know, put tons of time and effort into YouTube videos and at least not try and, like, break even on it, you know? So it's crazy. I mean, whatever. I mean, it's whatever. It was a long shot. I was really going to come back and, like, see what I could do making content-wise, but my shit won't last. I mean, let's get real. Like, I even if I tell myself to clean it up a little bit, like, next thing you know, I'm fucking saying fucking this, fucking that, eating ass, and all that stuff. What is today, Friday? Cool. But, yeah, dudes, I mean, 15 minutes in. I don't even know if this is recording, right? This possibly isn't even the right microphone. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm not recording any video, so it's, could be, it's probably not recording as an MP3 on this computer. I don't have anything to split it out. I'm sure there's a website that will do it for me. But yeah, I just giving you guys a little update. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and talk about the beersy stuff, but it's like I just fucking started dating a new girlfriend. It's the only thing I care about. She's got a nice tight ass and stuff, but not tighter than my wife's ass, for real. But I've still, the Land of the Lock stuff, what did we talk about that two episodes, but that's like 3 months ago. I just can't wait to get a new razor. I've had a razor for the last 6 years, and I ended up selling this, the Turbo, and I feel just naked without one. I just cruise around my neighborhood in one, and you know, just to take the boys around. I don't have one, but I might actually do the Land of the Lock stuff through Beersy and get a decked out razor with Beersy decals. That'd be pretty cool. See, it's all I can think about, man. It's like I'm just like in love with this new girl. She's got, you know, her pussy don't stink. I can't be saying that stuff, even if it's not even a real person. I think Colby's supposed to come over. My goddamn brackets fuck now. It was great up until yesterday. Now it is absolutely fucked. I think two of my final fours are out. My Elite Eight, I'm missing like four. So, and it was, and actually up until the games yesterday, I had in the Sweet 16, I was only down three teams, and then it's all fucked now. So, well, guys, I want to hop in. I mean, I wish I could hop into like some of the YouTube stuff. What are we going to talk about in the next video? The next video will be a YouTube, or what is it? What am I even calling it? The Lock Show? No, it's going to be a YouTube podcastumentary, and it looks like we're going to talk about, the Termination. Because I talked about Cody, Fame. The next is Termination. So how, basically the lead up to the Termination, why I was terminated, you know, how I felt on the morning of, and I remember it like it was fucking yesterday. And I'm going to admit, not at the exact moment, I cried, man. I teared up a little bit, and I'm just like, what am I going to do? I felt like a big letdown. I dropped a couple of tears, but it sucked. I can imagine like just dedicating yourself to something. Like, I had never dedicated myself to anything. So I was, you know, I was pretty good at sports and shit. I probably would have been a lot better if I would have like dedicated myself to some, you know, to the whole process of being good at sports. I would probably, you know, I could probably be a good, you know, double A, triple A player if I would have dedicated myself. I didn't give a fuck about working out. I didn't give a fuck about eating right. I didn't give a fuck about getting better. I thought I was already good enough. So I had never dedicated myself to anything. And I 100% gave YouTube my everything, did a great job at doing it, and then woke up one morning and everything was gone. Dun, dun, dun. That's a good setup for next episode. It's still a sore spot to this day, even though the domino effect from the termination, you know, left me, I guess, financially better. I don't know what would have happened, though. Like, if I would have never got terminated, you know, would I be at $10 million now? I don't know. You know, I don't know where I would have taken it video-wise, but where would I be? I mean, I'm sure I would have gone with the flow and done more vlog-type stuff and stuff like that, but who fucking knows? That's just a big old mystery there, Bill. And so we'll talk about that. What is after that? Oh, yeah. What's next is after termination. I'm going to give you guys a rundown. So after the termination episode, we got what's next. So what the fuck am I going to do now that I'm terminated? And then we got the Facebook. Then we got Dude Comedy, Facebook Troubles, Facebook Money. And then I kind of give a breakdown of my thoughts on money. This is all written out. I'm actually prepared for this. Now, after making good money, we're going to talk about bad investments. And then Instagram terminated. I got terminated on Instagram for the most bullshit fucking reason of all time. Yeah, so we got to. So number 22 is actually called, for episode on this list, number 22 is called Born to Drink. Born to Drink was a domain that was available, and I'm so glad I didn't go with it. Instead, I went with Beersy. Obviously, way better, way shorter, makes more sense. So yeah, we got to. Oh, then everybody wants to. Unpopular opinion. I don't know what. I'm just reading these notes to you guys. Unpopular opinion. If you post on social media about someone's death asking for prayers, you should have to disclose how they died. Oh my God. Why is that written right there? It is a great thought, though, for my unpopular. That's actually what we'll probably title this, some bitch, is Unpopular Opinion. Because, yeah, how does that make sense? So everybody's thinking it, and it is obviously a sensitive subject, and some people may say that's a private matter. Well, then don't come on Facebook asking for sympathy. So let's set this up, because I don't want to end now. It's like I just got on a roll. So let's set this up, okay? Some fucking random person on your Facebook feed says, RIP Tom, please send him prayers. There's lots that can be fucking broken down right there. First off, I always say this, but if God's real, tell me you're real. Don't make me fucking guess. But since you haven't told me you're real yet, I'm going to just assume you're not real. So you ask for prayers. Like, who the fuck you asking? Like, what do you want us to say? Like, hey, you know, let's break it down this way. The majority of the time that somebody says that somebody died on Facebook is most likely a drug overdose, okay? And you're asking for prayers for somebody who just overdosed on drugs, and I think that goes against the law of religion. It's like, drugs are a sin. If you died doing a sin, there wasn't probably any time for forgiveness. You might be going to hell. That sounds super fucked up. Don't take me too seriously on that. Obviously, I don't really, you know, like I said, if somebody needs to show me you're real, and until then, like, I ain't really believing in heaven and hell. But so somebody comes on, and you immediately wonder, like, you see somebody say RIP to Tom, and you're like, holy fuck, dude, I went to junior high with Tom. What the fuck happened to Tom? But they don't fucking write how Tom died. But that's your very first question anytime somebody dies. You literally don't think about anything else but how did you die? You should not be able to... I know this is fucked up, but I'm just taking a hot take. But you should not be able to fucking write RIP Tom, you know, send prayers without saying how Tom fucking died. Like, that's just how I feel. I feel like we should all feel like that. Like, you can't just leave it a mystery like that, you know? Everybody wants to know. Now you're sitting there searching online saying, how the fuck did Tom die? Hey, Claire, I haven't talked to you in 6 years. I literally just want to know how Tom fucking died. You know, so you start, like, asking people you're kind of cool with, like, hey, do you know what happened, you know? And then you always, if they don't say what happened, 9 times out of 10, that's an overdose. And if you know somebody or your family members that overdose. I'm not making fun of the overdose part. I'm just, you know, shit happens. You know, people get in a rut. Shit happens. I'm not poking fun at any type of overdose. But 9 times out of 10, when they don't say that, but it's not fair. It's not fair. Like, you can't just throw random. I mean, you can't. They need a better system for the Bible and religion and shit. Like, you shouldn't be able to just throw out random prayers. Like, hey, this guy died. Like, I'm going to randomly pray for him. Like, that ain't cool. We need to know how he died. And I don't think you're, you know, I feel like, you know, you have to at least say something in the comment section when people ask. Because you go look at, you know, everybody knows people that died. Go look at their fucking Facebook page, and you'll see, like, a post that he's tagged in. You'll go read it, and then literally everybody's like, how'd he die? How'd he die? How, well, you know, what happened? Oh, that's sad. What happened? We want to know that shit. Is it just only me that thinks that? Maybe it is. Maybe I'm just weird. But I'm glad I saw that in the notes, though, because I really wanted to, like, let some anger out. Like my boy Doug LaFesti. He died, and it's actually a very weird story. Doug LaFesti, we were kind of friends back when we were just kids, like 7 or 8. And like 2 years ago, just out of nowhere, because he went off to a different school and stuff, or, you know, I was a little bit older than him. So a couple years ago, you know, I was friends with him 20 years. Holy God damn, more than 20 years ago. What the fuck? It was like 23 years ago. So I was friends with him, you know, way back then. And just out of nowhere, and this is, and I don't bullshit you guys. I'm not like a comedian guy that just makes up shit to make up shit. I'm not a comedian either. I'm not a guy that just makes up shit to make up shit. So 2 years ago, I was like, I wonder what the fuck Doug LaFesti's up to. I haven't, you know, with social media and stuff, you can find that stuff pretty easily. So I, you know, immediately, I just go, I'll just search him on Facebook. And the only, a post came up that said, like, RIP Doug, like, you were the best, you know, brother, you know, it's a super sad post about him dying, and it, you know, and it's, the comment section revealed how he died in a fucking motorcycle accident. He was he got hit by somebody. And that's why I said, you know, never like fuck motorcycles unless it's like a dirt bike or something. You know, people still die on dirt bikes, but you cannot trust anybody going 60 miles per hour next to your vehicle. So he died. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, that's sad. I'm like, I wonder when he died. You know, it must have been like 10 years ago. It was 2 days earlier. He fucking died. And I just randomly, 2 days after he died, hadn't even thought about the dude in 20 years. 2 days later, 2 days earlier, he had died in a motorcycle crash. If that's not fucking weird, then tell me. If that's not some weird spiritual shit, you know, tell me. Didn't think so. That's weird. And back on the bike thing, anybody that ever says, man, I'm going to get this Harley, I'm going to get this street bike, I, anybody that's ever said anything to me about that shit, I'm like, you're going to die. It's fucking, like my dad out in the middle of nowhere in Ellensburg on a fucking farm road had a car, you know, coming head on at him and he almost died on a fucking dual sport out in the middle of nowhere. You can't trust the shit. Now, you're up in the woods on trails and stuff. You're not fucking hauling dick down a road 50 miles an hour, you know? Fender benders, accidents, shit like that happens all the time between cars, and it's not a big deal. A little tiny, innocent fender bender between a car and a motorcycle can be death. So if you're a military dude in high school, gonna spend your first, you know, finance your first fucking little, like, recreational toy, and you decide to do a bike, a street bike, a Harley, dude, I know at least six people that have died, and I'm 31. At least six people. Should be seven people. My dad should be dead. He should not be alive. He was about, I think, half a centimeter from a main vein. Yeah. So, if you want to have a one-on-one conversation about this, go look at statistics. I've taken my dual sport 500 out in a populated area. That's the only time I've ever taken out. I have a couple times out in Ravensdale. But, like, you should have seen this dude yesterday on a Harley. He's fucking hugging the center lane. I'm like, dude, you're coming oncoming with cars. Like, why are you not hugging the furthest point possible? I mean, I'm sure there's some, like, because Harley dudes do it all the time. They hug the fuck out of the center lane. But why? Like, I'm on a bike. I'm going, like, 10 miles under. I ain't fucking around with hitting other cars, you know? But I guess I'm just smarter than everybody. I feel like I'm just, like, preaching in here. I'm in the office. It would be really weird if people were downstairs. But I'm just preaching, boys, girls. I don't know how many girls we got in here, but yeah, stay tuned to the next episode. I think I'm going to do a code drop for the next episode, let you guys get some bleach beersies. You'll have to pay for nothing but the shipping. But, I mean, it's better than paying the $12.99 to get one, I suppose, and shipping. But things have been crazy. Look, kind of swing back to the beersy stuff for this little update. Things have been pretty damn crazy. I think I'm really on to something. I think I got to be more careful with the copyright stuff. I probably got to make one that's not as close to Coca-Cola and sell it as the main vein. I've already made an update to the silicone. I got called out when we were on this Idaho trip because a guy was like, that's not a Coke, is it? And I'm like, and I'm always just curious, like, what they notice. And I was like, no, why? How'd you know that? And he's like, it's a matte color. Like it's a matte finish. And I'm like, okay. So I hit up my Chinese girls. And I'm like, how can we make this motherfucking shit shiny? And it was actually fairly, very simple. They just polished the mold. And it now literally looks exactly like a can. Like, it looks way better. Shit's shiny. But the thing is, what's cool is I've decided, you know, I lost a lot of my creativity. I did a lot of creative stuff on YouTube, a lot of shit nobody else did. And then once I moved over to Facebook, and I meant to talk about this at the beginning. Once I moved over to Facebook, and it was like, oh, you know, let's post this meme that 10 other pages have posted. Boom, boom, my page, right? No need to be creative anymore. Why do I need to be creative when I can go find, like, when I can go bootleg, you know, memes and shit, right? And so I lost this creativity and this, like, mind, you know, if I had to explain to somebody, like, little kid on Xbox Live, like, okay, picture this, like, I'm gonna be a little fucking kid on Xbox Live and I'm gonna go fuck with, you know, people, they're going to think I'm a kid, but I'm going to be saying this wild-ass shit. You know, some people would understand and be like, that's a great idea. But a lot of people would probably be along the lines of like, that sounds like the most immature shit I've ever seen in my life or heard about in my life. And I'm like, you know, and if I, you know, went along the lines of not doing it because some people thought it wasn't a good idea, you know, I probably wouldn't be here right now without that series. Okay. So I made the mold shiny and I showed it to my sister. It was just, they just showed me a blank mold. And, you know, being the fucking visionary that I am, I see this blank Beersy that's shiny and I go, oh my God, this is the greatest fucking thing I've ever seen. It looks, you know, it's going to look exactly like a can. So I'm all excited about it. You know, I go show my sister, who is my only employee. I go show her. She's like, I'm not sure if I really like that. And like, she didn't know that I was changing it to shiny to make it look like a can. She's like, I don't know if I really like that. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? We're trying to be a realistic, we need it to look like a beer. And she's like, I'm like, it's going to be shiny. And being a blank one with no print looks a little funny because it just looks, they were in a really well-lit warehouse as well. So it looks a little funny without the print on it. And I'm like, well, you know what? Fuck you. It's going to be shiny. You're going to get it. So I showed my other friend Sami and he's like, oh, do you think that will sell better? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why aren't you people understanding this concept? Like, I showed them just, you know, the blank canvas of a Beersy. Like, why aren't you guys understanding this goddamn concept right now? And then they send me the sample in China, or they show me a video of the sample in China actually printed on, and I show it to the same, because I can tell when somebody's like, oh, okay. So, like, in the Discord, when I was first coming up with the Beersy stuff, I explained to people, I made a chat in the Discord, and I'm like, this is the Beersy. It's a fucking koozie that makes your beer look like a pop, or, you know, or a soda. And they're like, what is this shit? Like, this sounds like the gayest shit I've ever heard. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, do you guys not have this goddamn vision with me right now? And, you know, a lot of people that I told when it wasn't an actual product didn't necessarily have the vision. And I think I'm just going to stop listening to people. like I've lit for the last couple of years, I've just done nothing but listen to people, like, you know, shot down ideas and shit. And not to the same, not, I'm not going to not listen to people and not take advice. Like, I've listened to my buddy Sami a lot about business advice. Like, he's showed me kind of how to set things up properly. But when it comes to things that I'm like passionate about, like, fuck you. How can you not see why this shiny version is better? So we get the shiny version with everything printed on it. I show it to my sister. She's like, holy shit. Like, that is hands down, like, what we have to do. It looks like a can. Same with Sami. He's like, oh, man, that is way better. It looks like a real can. You know, and it's, you know, some people, and I'm not the type of dude that's like, you know, it's my sister and a really good friend, but I'm not the type of dude that's been like, fuck you, told you so. But I honestly was kind of nervous with this Beersy stuff until it actually took off. And I'm like, God damn, like, why have I not attempted to, like, do creative stuff or come up with creative stuff? I've been so boring the last 2 years, just like fucking sucking the cruise control's dick, you know, just going with the flow. And I kind of, you know, and I'm not trying to be like emotional or anything. I'm not, and this isn't like a ha, look at me, I'm fucking, you know, I told you I'm creative. But it's like I lost that creativity, which got me, you know, all the YouTube shit. And I turned into everybody else. You know, I just did shit everybody else. I just did shit everybody else was, you know, was doing. And that's not my style. And I think I was just okay with it for a little bit because, honestly, I was probably, like, partially depressed. Like, you know, every other day I was, you know, I thought I would wake up in a good mood, excited. And so I would go to sleep at night, like, thinking how excited I'm going to be the next day. And I literally wasn't. I'd be like, I'm just in this funk, you know. And a lot of it is like revenue wise, like, or not revenue, you know, like earnings and you know, career wise. Like, it's so much easier to be happy when you just sold $10,000 worth of anything, or, you know, you just make a big booming video. But I was just in a weird spot. It's like everybody was getting monetized on Facebook. My channel wasn't eligible. I'm just like, you know, concerned for my future. And I didn't take any risk doing shit. You know, I was basically you know, I was pretty damn low on the old cashola when I started this Beersy stuff, and I was like, ah, well, here goes a commitment, you know, and it, you know, and it actually panned out. So I kind of challenge all you guys, like, don't fuck. This is gonna be so goddamn cliche, and I don't say shit like that, but like, challenge yourself. Like, just don't go through every single day doing shit that everybody else does. Like, maybe you're that type of person. Maybe you're the type of person that's okay with working at McDonald's your whole life. Like, if you're satisfied with that, cool. But if you're not like satisfied with shit, challenge yourself, man. Just don't be like everybody else. When you there's so many. So when I first started YouTube doing hooker pranks and all that stuff, you know how many channels popped up that just started doing the same exact shit as me? And they're like trying to be my friends. I'm like, dude, you're just on some balls. Like look at, like, there are some people like, I think Dang Matt Smith, like, he actually turned his, he would just do the same, he would actually title his videos the same as mine and do the same shit. But now he's actually, I mean, he does a lot of stuff with younger kids, and I don't know how old he is. I never asked, but he's actually a very successful YouTuber now, it looks like it. But challenge yourself. And if you're not satisfied, a big if you're not satisfied, you know, try doing shit that nobody, like, not everybody does. And that's all I got to say about that. God damn it. But, yeah, I'm glad I kept the flow going and I saw that thing in my notes. But we'll get back to the goods here, ladies and gentlemen. I should be on a weekly basis, but like I said, there's no fucking rules. Land of the lock. I'm going to be putting the business plan together here soon. Probably snagging up a razor. You're in the area, you know, maybe I hook you up. Maybe you guys be my test dummies and we'll get you fucking going. Even if, you don't have to be in the area. You can fly out or whatever, and I'll take you on a free ride, and we'll kind of see how, like, plausible this business is. You can help me. We can walk through it together. So thanks for listening. There is no watching, and fuck off. Have a good day. Bye.